Hey, Red.
Hi there, Red.
Welcome to Red Square.
No commie talk.
Just common sense.
From a couple of uncommon gingers. You got that right.
Ain't that the truth.
So what's been on your mind, Red?
Well, two words. Two words.
Only two?
Only two. Play ball.
It's a wonderful time of year.
It is the best. Baseball is back, baby.
It is. And back with a vengeance.
And I, for one, love it.
I was so excited, I went to a spring training game.
And where did you do this?
Well, the only place that the Guardians play spring training. It was actually one of my bucket list things. I wanted to see them play a spring training game.
So you went out to Arizona?
Yeah, we were.
That is one hell of a commute.
Yeah. We went to Phoenix last Tuesday to Sunday. It was an amazing trip. The wifey's younger brother and his family moved out there just over a year ago. Not this last Christmas, but the one before. And one of my best friends from high school moved out there as soon as we graduated from North Platte High and went to Arizona State for a while and ended up staying out there. He is a draftsman and actually drew details on one of the stadiums that Arizona State built. It was
holy mackerel.
Yeah, it was, seeing the Guardians play was awesome. It was actually at Chase Field.
All right, so talk to me about Chase Field.
Really cool. It was the Diamondbacks' actual stadium.
And this is a professional major league stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Not a minor league?
Yeah, no. Not just some regular little spring training game. This was downtown Phoenix, Chase Field with the retractable roof. It was a cool field.
So it's a full-sized ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Holds more people than our ballpark does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was fun being there. The Guardians ended up losing 6-1. McKenzie did not pitch particularly well. And Jose didn't even play, which I was a little bit bummed about.
Well, that's the one thing about spring training is a lot of the starters don't play very long, if they play at all.
Yeah. Well, it was like right before the season started, so I thought I'd see a little bit more.
Yeah, a little more playing time.
Yeah, but it was still a lot of fun.
First of all, what was the weather like?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Like 75 degrees.
Oh, my God. It must have been heaven.
Sunny, blue sky. It was incredible.
Perfect. Perfect beer weather.
It was. But I was driving. I had to drive. Like, we got our rental car from the airport and drove immediately straight to the game. Went inside. We already had our tickets. We did have a couple beers while we were there, but it's a 2.5-hour game.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, and how expensive were beers?
Oh, man. Even worse than what's it called now? Progressive Field?
Yeah,
Progressive even worse Field. Than that.
The Guardians, where the Guardians play.
Where the Guardians play. Well, it's been a few things since I've lived here.
Yeah. So, how much was a beer?
$16.50.
$16.50 for a beer?
For not even a 24-ounce big can, for just a 16-ounce can.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
That's a lot of money.
It definitely was.
Jesus.
They had some good food selections there, though. Pizza and burgers. They had this one. You know me. I'm always looking for the cheap stuff.
And food.
So I found the value stand. It had $3 hot dogs, $3 popcorn, $5 Bud Light or Coors Light, and something else that was $3, but it was awesome. So I was like, oh, well, I know where I'm going for beer and everything else now.
The $5 beer right there will draw you in.
I know. It was only a 12-ounce beer, but still, I can do the math. That's worth it.
And it's only $5.
So it was a really fun experience going there. It was
It's nice to see baseball in March.
It was. It was cool. I would have loved to have seen us win, but it honestly didn't even matter.
It doesn't. And those games don't matter.
No. It was cool to just be around there. It was.
Did you see any ball player that you want to see more of while you were there?
Do you remember? Oh, man, someone really stuck out to me. No. Yeah. Rocchio looked good, though.
Yeah.
He really did while we were
there.
We'll
talk about him in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Did you see, I just want to know, did you see Kyle Manzard? Big guy at first base?
No, didn't really stick out to me.
Okay. Well, again, we'll talk about him in a minute.
All right. Well, while I was out there, it was great to see Dee's brother and his family.
And he has kids, right?
Yeah, two little guys, Jasper and Felix. They're both characters. They're both really fun. Felix is way into Rubik's Cubes right now.
Are these the guys that dress up in tuxedos?
Yeah, they love to dress up. Yeah. We went to Towson West with them, which is the Frank Lloyd Wright. It's like a national historic site at this point.
It's a house?
Yeah, well, it's a lot more than just a house. It was like his winter home. When he left Wisconsin in the wintertime, he would come to like Scottsdale, Arizona, and he built this whole like structure, this whole area, house, drafting quarters. He had apprentices there. Like, he and the apprentices built everything themselves.
Oh, wow.
And did it out of like concrete and the natural stone and stuff. So that was pretty cool to see too.
I think I'm past the age where I'm ever going to have a winter home.
Yeah, right? I'm lucky to have a home.
There you go.
Let alone a winter one.
Right.
But one other crazy thing.
Okay.
We were hanging out with my buddy who I graduated from high school with.
Okay.
And it was his 50th birthday, so we were having a lot of fun.
So that's a big
yep.
milestone.
He wanted to, just kind of show us around his neighborhood and also go to an Arizona Coyotes game, which is their National Hockey League team.
Is it Major League Hockey?
Yeah, it's a NHL team.
All right. So you went to a baseball game and a hockey game?
I know, right? Wow. And we walked to the hockey game from my buddy's place.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they play on Arizona State's campus, and it's tiny. This hockey rink has maybe 5,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all it holds. Like every
For a professional team.
Yeah, it's 5, crazy. 000,
that is crazy.
I think the Lake Erie Monsters get more than 5,000 people.
I'm sure they do.
You know, but every single seat was like right on top of the ice.
Was it crowded?
It was packed. I mean, and they did not give you a lot of room. They weren't like seats. They were just like benches.
Oh, wow.
You know, like bleachers.
And did your team win that game?
Oh, my God. They won so much, I lost my bet. I bet on them to win and under 7 goals, and it ended up being 8-4.
8-4 in a hockey game?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There was a ton of action. There were a couple of fights. It was an all-around good. We got a free chicken sandwich with our ticket.
Nice.
It was an all-around good game.
All right.
But so we're hanging out with my buddy for his 50th, right? And he's like, oh, my God, you guys have never been in a Waymo. And we're like, what's a Waymo? Do you know what that is?
I have no idea. A Waymo.
A Waymo. I was like, what's that? He was like, a driverless Uber.
So why do they call them Waymos?
I don't know. That's the name of the company, I'm guessing.
Waymo.
W-A-Y-M-U or M-O?
Waymo. Okay.
It's M-O. Waymo.
Waymo.
Waymo. Waymo.
Okay.
Like that.
So you're in a driverless Uber.
We were in a driverless Uber.
Did that freak you out a little bit?
We'd been drinking, so I was like a little more open to it, I think. You know, we were kind of celebrating for his birthday.
Right, right.
We were going from his house to this other part of Tempe. And he was like, oh, my God, you guys have never done it. We're getting it. And he orders it, right? And he was like, they could never find my house. So my buddy Jason was like, we're going to have to walk right over here. That's where they always end up going to pick me up. And we were like, all right, cool. So we get there, and he has to, like, not show his phone, but use his phone to type in some code to get the doors to unlock.
Right, right.
So not just anyone can hop in there, you know. So we get in, and Jason and the wifey get in the back, so I have to sit in the front seat on the passenger side. Of the driverless car. The seat's just all the way forward, almost touching the steering wheel. And it just takes off. And just starts driving us down the road.
Did you go any highways or anything?
No. I
just
don't think it.
Side streets?
Well, just in Tempe.
Yeah.
It just city streets. My buddy was like, I don't think I've ever seen it on the freeway yet. But
were you nervous?
It was just weird sitting in a car with no driver and having it like pull up to a red light and like stop and, you know, wait and then turn right and just do seeing the steering wheel turning without right. anyone turning it.
How long was the ride?
I don't know, only a couple of miles, really. Okay. But at one point, right after we left, all of a sudden this voice comes over the sound system. And it's like, we have an alert that the back seat or the passenger side back seat passenger doesn't have their seatbelt fastened. Can you go ahead and put your seatbelt on? And we were like, everyone's wearing their seatbelt. And they were like, well, we do have this alert. It hasn't gone away. And then the wifey looks down and realized she buckled her seatbelt into like the middle seats.
Right, right.
And so
it was the wrong one.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, okay, boom. Okay. And then we pull up to this place we were going.
There's a little bit of Big Brother there.
Right. We pull up to this place that we're going and it's like Palo Alto Lounge or something like that. One of my buddy's local spots. And it slows down as we pull in front of it and then just speeds up and takes off and drives like 3-4 blocks down the road and turns into like this, like completely abandoned gas station's parking lot. And it's like, we've reached your destination. So
you had to walk back to where you wanted
to
go?
No. So Jason had to, he got on his phone and like somehow contacted them. And the woman was like, oh, wow, that really isn't close to where you were supposed to be dropped off. Let me make an adjustment here. And then all of a sudden, the Waymo takes off again.
Right.
And takes us back over to the Palo Alto. It's pretty crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. But that enough about you.
Yeah, right? That was a lot about – that was a big recap of just my spring break trip.
Right. So what we really want to talk about.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes
of
things.
We want to talk about our Guardians.
Oh, so excited the way they've gotten off to this start.
So I got to.
They're playing right now.
They're playing right now. I got to give you a Guardians joke, though, before we start.
All right.
What is the difference between a hot dog from Dodger Stadium and a hot dog from the Guardians Stadium?
I don't know. What?
You can buy a Dodgers hot dog in October.
Oh, you were the worst. You did those terrible jokes last year. Why are you doing those things?
Because they're funny.
Oh, no, not to me. We are currently winning 8-0 against the Mariners, middle of the 8th inning.
Nice.
I'd say we got this one under control. My boy Naylor has 3 RBIs but no hits today. If he gets a hit, I'm going to win a bet.
That's
today.
Pretty hard to do, 3 RBIs with no hits.
3 sack flies, his first 3 at-bats. Pretty
all
sweet.
All right, so I thought we would talk about some of the new developments for our Guardians team, mostly because our owners didn't really spend a lot of money.
So when you say new developments, you mean the things that haven't changed since last year?
Yeah. It's the same thing, just different faces. So first of all, we have a new manager.
That has changed. Losing Tito, sad for everyone involved.
A huge loss.
I think so.
But, I mean, he had to do what was good for him. He had poor health the last 2 years.
Well, and he had done a lot already for the Guardians in this town.
Right. 10 years, wasn't it? Something like that.
Probably.
Okay. So this manager, his name is Stephen Vogt. Now, it's spelled V-O-G-T. It looks like Vogt.
Yeah, it's spelled really hard to pronounce.
It's pronounced Vogt, which I think is kind of ironic that we have a new manager called Vogt in an election year.
Yeah, you think those two things are tied together?
Something. But the thing I wanted to talk about was that he has no managerial experience whatsoever and has only been out of baseball for 2 years.
Well, and when you say out of baseball, he wasn't really out of baseball. He just wasn't playing baseball.
Right.
Yeah, he was a player 2 years ago.
Right, right. And I just think it's a an unusual selection to hire a manager with not even any minor league experience.
You know? Just jump
right in with both feet, you know?
The youngest team in the league hires the youngest manager in the league.
Right. My wife thinks that we got him on the cheap. That was the reason for this move.
Probably.
It's certainly a possibility.
Well, it leads or goes right back to what I should say you were saying. Didn't make a lot of changes. Yeah,
they don't spend a lot of money.
They sure did not.
So we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic. Of course, you know, early year, hope springs eternal and all that stuff.
Well, this year we don't even have to just wish on hope. We're actually playing really well.
So far, so good. But we did start against Oakland, and we took, 3 out of 4 against Oakland?
Yeah.
And they're not much more than a Triple-A team.
Yeah, they're not great, but it's good that we actually whooped up on them the way we're supposed to.
Beat up on the bad guys.
And now we're playing the Mariners, and
we
lost
split.
The first one and then won the next one,
right.
And we're destroying them today.
And we're winning today, so with 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
So we could be, by the end of the day, for those who are listening, we could be 5-2. 5-2. I'll take that anytime.
That's a pretty good start.
For your first 7 games. Do you know that we're playing 10 games before our own home opener?
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
All away games.
Yeah, well, obviously, if it's not the home opener.
Right, right.
That's kind of the definition.
I guess it's kind of redundant, isn't that?
Kind of the definition of the home opener there. Who do we have next, though?
We play the Twins.
That's
yeah.
what I thought. Yeah. Now, that's going to be an important beginning of the year series.
A central.
Set a tone.
Central division. Yeah, yeah. We got to beat the Twins.
We have to beat the Twins. I haven't really been paying attention to any other teams yet. It's so early in the season.
Oh, right. All right, so we talked about the manager. What about the pitching? Tell me about the pitching.
Well, we have really hot pitchers from last year, the young guys. And Bieber's already looked really good for a
couple
of games.
Bieber has been lights out these 2 games.
Right? How many strikeouts did he have last night?
I don't know about last night, but I know he had 11. The first
open.
Time. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we've got Bibee.
Bibee just missed being Rookie of the Year last year.
Exactly.
So,
and then Logan Allen's pitching today, looking really good.
Looking really good.
Probably out of the game by now, but looked really good.
And you know who? What did this guy Williams? Did he get hurt? Is he out of the rotation? I'm not sure what's up with him.
I don't either.
Okay, but we'll have to keep an eye on that.
McKenzie's the one I'm worried about.
I know, and the thing about McKenzie was they said he looked good in spring training.
Well, he pitched the game that I saw that the wifey and I went to, and he did not look great that day.
Okay, well, I think he's the key to the pitching lineup this year.
He's going to be an important piece of
it.
Yes, you know, he was gone all year last year.
Right.
And we still somehow had good pitching from these rookies. And
they were amazing last year. But we don't know what's going to happen with Bieber. So we need McKenzie to be a strong, consistent starter.
Like our next ace.
Yes.
Because Bieber's out the door.
So we'll see. I'm as we said, our pitching is the bedrock of our team.
It always has been. We have such a good system to develop these pitchers and must be able to scout them. And
it's almost uncanny the
draft
how we keep
trade
getting
for
pitchers
them.
All the time.
Yeah. But I remember Tito saying over and over, when you think you have enough good pitching, go out and get some more.
That's true. That's
that was
true.
Always what he said. What about the bats? You know, our feeble offense that
what
wasn't added
to. What about
the
bats?
8-0 today.
I know. That's the whole thing. Where the pitching was supposed to be great and the hitting was supposed to be mediocre, it seems like they turned it on its head.
Yeah. So far to start the season, it's wild.
But we're going to play better teams, and it'll level out. But you ask me what about the bats. One of the things that I'm really disappointed in is they didn't go out and get a bat. I thought for sure with this glut of pitching that we had that we could trade somebody. Or we also have a glut at middle infielders.
Yeah.
I thought we could trade somebody and get a bat.
I think a lot of people were kind of asking for that to happen from the ownership and the management. And
nothing happened.
No such luck.
So this is kind of funny, actually. We got this guy from the Yankees. His name is Esteban Florial. Okay. They think he's going to be – actually, he played center field today. They think he's going to be a solution for this bat problem. Well, I looked up a little bit on him. He's a career 205 hitter.
What kind of solution is that?
And worse yet, he has 1 home run in like 3 years.
What?
One!
How – Did they give him steroids? Is that the solution? Yeah. Wait, we've contacted Mark McGuire's personal trainer. Yeah. We'll have him whipped into shape in no time. What the hell?
Oh, that is not a solution.
No, that's more problem.
Right.
Crazy. I didn't even know about this guy.
I was shocked when I read this information. Like, I thought, okay, perhaps this guy from the Yankees, he was a top prospect. I will say this.
Okay.
Okay, but. You know, not all top prospects pay up.
Yeah, as we know.
Right.
Well, we need to, yeah.
How about Jimenez, though?
He's been on fire.
Because they were saying that he has to reclaim his 2022 form.
And he really has been so far
so good. I think he's batting right now about 360.
Yeah, Kwan's been on fire. Like,
it's nice to see the top of our order coming through.
Yeah, Kwan's hitting over 300 right now.
Yep.
Jose only has one home run, but that's more than Shohei Ohtani has.
By the way, just for a little sidelight here, our Guardians, as of right now, are not last in home runs in the league.
Give them time, Red. Yeah. Give them time.
Wait till May.
That'll be brutal.
All right, so Jimenez, by the way, looks tremendous at second base. I've seen him make some amazing plays already.
Yeah.
So he's a solid second baseman. If we can get him to bat, let's say 280 this year.
That'd be great.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah.
Because I bet you Kwan will bat about 280 also.
I'm hoping to see Kwan continue this 300s.
He has a home run, doesn't he, already? Two?
Yeah. And he only hit 5 all year last year. They were already talking about that.
Yeah. They were comparing him to Altuve.
Yeah.
Which is pretty high praise.
Yeah, except for the cheating part, other than that.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, what do you know about Rocchio? Well, did you see him play?
Yeah, he played well. He was one of our guys who actually was playing pretty well in that spring training game. Getting hits and making plays.
Yeah, through the whole spring training, there was Rocchio and
Arias?
Yes, Arias.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see Rocchio because he was a top prospect also.
Absolutely.
And he's great defensively. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, should be fun. They keep calling this a rebuild season.
Yes.
Which to me is like, oh, that's just their way of saying don't get your hopes up this year.
Right.
We're not going to win that many games.
They also, another term for that, it's a bridge year.
It's
a bridge here, Red.
If you have to, let me ask you this, Red.
Okay.
If you had to bet on them having a winning season, they win 82 games or more, would you take that bet?
No.
You think they'll have a losing season this
year? I don't know they'll have a losing.
That would be the definition of a losing season, okay. Red.
So there's 154 games?
162 games.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's a lot of young kids, and a lot of untested positions are being tried out this year.
Happened last year.
Yes.
We had a winning season last year, didn't we?
No, we did not have last year. The year before we had a winning season.
So it was our first year in like 7 or 8 years we didn't have a winning season last year.
I think Tito had 2 and the whole time he was here last year.
So you would say under 82 wins.
If I had to bet like you would.
About to propose a bet.
Okay, here we go.
I will take over.
Giddy up.
This time we'll remember it because it's actually recorded.
Okay, we'll have it. And I will take under.
Shake on it. $5.
$5. Okay, let's go back to our positions. Freeman. Now, Freeman last year was a utility infielder.
Yeah, Tyler Freeman.
Tyler Freeman. But they wanted his bat in the lineup, so they put him in center field.
They got rid of Miles Straw, who they weren't paying all that much anyway, but Freeman must be cheaper.
Million. He's making $8 million in the minors.
Straw is?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I thought they were only paying him like $2
million. Oh, I think it's more than that.
Oh, jeez.
But anyways,
I say only $2 million, but for a starting
fielder,
it's
a lot of money.
But for a starting center fielder, that's cheap.
Yeah, it is. So Freeman, they put him at center. So far, so good. Okay,
yeah.
I haven't seen any. I don't think he has a great arm or anything, but they want to give him a shot, and they want his bat in the lineup, and he's batting okay, I think.
We will win this game.
More importantly.
More importantly, ish.
Okay, so let's move on to the outfield.
All right.
Okay.
Kwan.
Left field.
Love that guy. So amazing.
Off to a great start. Good arm.
Hitting like crazy.
He's a smart ball player.
Yes.
Okay, so that's sewn up. We got
Freeman in center, we just talked about.
And I know this vote doesn't like to say this, but basically they're going to platoon in right field.
Brennan? Not if Brennan keeps hitting the way he has been. I think he had two hits again today.
Did he? Okay. I hope so. I mean, you need a stick in right field.
Yeah.
Okay. And right now, we have no guaranteed stick.
No. Let me see. Let me see if I can look
call
at the
that
box
up.
Score.
And the other guy is Laureano. Now, we got him from Oakland last year toward the end of the year, and they played him almost every day for about a month. He was another top prospect.
Well, Brennan was 2-for-5 today. He's currently hitting .286. Playing right field, looking good.
We'll take .286 in right field.
Especially if he'll hit a couple home runs for us.
Right, right. So the outfielder with Brennan and Laureano, we'll see what happens there. If I had to bet, I would say Brennan would probably
I think he's going to win out.
Yeah, prevail.
Definitely.
Okay, there's one more person I want to talk about. And this was a guy who we traded him to Cincinnati last year for, who was it? The pitcher we got let go.
Savali?
Savali, thank you. So we got this guy for Savali, and he was a highly touted prospect, and he was supposed to be a power-hitting first baseman. His name is Kyle Manzard.
Yeah, I know about this guy.
And he
was supposed to be a big hitter for
yes.
us.
Yes, and they said he had a good spring, and I remember the radio guys were surprised when they sent him back down to...
To the minors.
Because they want him to play every day, and Josh Naylor has first base nailed right now. But this is funny. I was reading about him, and they said he plays first base. He's an average fielder with a fringy arm.
What's fringy?
I have no idea.
Oh, like he's on the fringe.
I guess. I never heard that.
I've never
as
heard
an adjective
that.
Before. A fringy arm. But what's funny about him...
I'm going to start using that for your punny jokes. That was a fringy joke.
You have at it. So, but he bats left, and he throws right.
So he's a switch thrower.
I that's pretty unusual.
It is. Well...
So that's it. That's it.
Well, that's the show, guys. No, I think I'm optimistic. You know, I don't know that we're a team who's going to win the Central or even make a playoff berth.
I think we have a shot at winning the Central if our pitching holds up. That's a big if.
You think we could win the Central with the losing a losing record? Because you just bet that they'd you bet me $5 about 10 minutes ago that they'd win less than 82 games.
That
so
was,
you really
that,
think...
that was realistic, Red. Optimistic,
oh,
Red.
Okay, I got you.
Wants to see...
Shifting gears.
Wants to see postseason action.
Who doesn't, though?
Right.
Well, I don't know. Lot to come. We've got our combination home opener / eclipse on Monday. Today is Wednesday. We've only got a few days until the home opener, and we're going to have to figure that mess out too. We're actually having a meeting with the wifeys tonight just to try and sort out how are we going to get downtown and deal
with
all that.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
It is.
We'll find it. We'll figure it
we'll
out.
We'll sort it out. Yeah. But more importantly than sorting that out is we will be at that game.
Precisely.
And the eclipse is cool, but home opener, I mean. That only happens once every 365 days, Red.
That's right. And I absolutely love opening day.
Yeah.
To me, it's a holiday.
It feels like it. And we've made it a tradition. I don't know how many years in a row it is now that the four of us have went.
I bet it's close to a dozen, don't you think?
I was going
to
say, I bet we're a decade at least.
At least, yeah.
So, well, I don't know about you, but it's been a baseball focused, but another
fantastic episode of Red Squared.